Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Esther Williams made a movie at Cypress Gardens back in 1953. It was called Easy to Love, and it was produced by MGM. Ginny Miller, who lives in Vero Beach now, was in high school in Lakeland when she was recruited to be a kicker.
We frothed the water around the pool so that when Esther would swim, she'd have all this lovely white froth surrounding her. Cypress Gardens built that pool just specifically for that movie.
Was there a casting call in the area? Were you a high school swimmer?
No. They came to the different schools in that area and recruited girls that would fit in a size 10 bathing suit to all meet there. It took 4 days.
To recruit or what?
Not to recruit, but 4 days to film it. When you see it, it was hilarious because my son bought the movie for me. And we looked at it like 40 years later, and it looked like that shot was taken from the Goodyear blimp. You could not tell anyone from each other, and it lasted maybe 30 seconds.
The scene you were in was 30 seconds and took 4 days to do. Did you have to synchronize your kicking?
We did. We had to really all be together. We kicked until our legs ached.
So you got the water all frothed up before Esther Williams made her big appearance?
That's right. She would swim and do her beautiful things while all this froth is going on around the edges. And we all had these deep purple Jansen bathing suits and the white rubber bathing caps.
Had to have a bathing cap back then.
Yes, you did. We all had to look identical.
Do you still have the bathing suit and the bathing cap?
I don't. I didn't think that much about it. We were just thrilled that we were asked. But that was our pay.
And they probably would have cost maybe $15.
I know it. We were so excited to just be a part of it.
Were you on the high school swim team? And you were at Lakeland High School.
No, I wasn't on the swim team. I think they were just looking for size 10s. It was just my good luck that I was in school that day.
Did you have a chance to meet Esther Williams and talk with her?
No, we didn't. We hardly saw them. But just to be out of school for 4 days with her feet in the water was wonderful. Wonderful. Do you know what was interesting? It was early in Technicolor, and this pool is, of course, in Cypress Gardens, surrounded by all the beautiful trees. But they brought in extra foliage, and they painted the most garish colors you can ever imagine. Purples and reds, bright yellows, very, very, very loud colors.
They just wanted to show off the color capabilities, I guess.
It was probably mostly greens around the pool, and they wanted color.
Were you invited to the premiere?
Definitely not. I saw it right after it was brought into the theaters, but no, I've only watched it once since. I'll watch it again.
Do you still swim and kick?
Not so much anymore, but I used to love to swim, yes. Esther Williams was an amazing idol. She did all these beautiful things in the water, and her hair always looked perfect. In our little pools, we tried to do the Esther Williams stroke and come up from underwater with a smile on our face like she would.
And have perfect hair. We're sitting on a bench at McKee Gardens near a bamboo stand that's rustling in the breeze. This is a bench that is in loving memory of Harold Miller and his son Randall.
They are very special. It was my man. I love coming here in the garden, sitting on the bench.
It's your husband and son?
Yes, my husband and son. Yeah.
I'm with Ginny Miller at McKee Botanical Garden in Vero Beach. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Easy to Love. MGM's Holiday in Paradise. Rhythm and romance filmed in one of the beauty spots of the world. Here Esther introduces her new swimming partner, John Bromfield, a rugged guy who can't take no for an answer when it comes to the woman he loves. But then everyone loves Esther. Everyone except her boss, that is. And Van Johnson is her boss. The human cash register.